Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Celtics found themselves down by 15 points late in the third quarter last night, but they clawed their way back.
OKC 1-2-2 zone. Oh, yeah.
Okay, not just tie game. The Seas came away with the win, and with that, the NBA's best record right now. So, seems like a good time to check in on the world of sports. Here with us in Studio 2, WBUR's Chris Sitterick. Hello, Chris.
You know I love me a title contender.
That's right, yeah. And I don't actually think it's premature this time. Let's pull in our other voice, WMUR sports reporter Jonathan Marshall, back with us. Hey there, Jonathan.
What's going on? Feels like it's been so long.
I know. So title contender, Chris is like ready already. Celtics a title contender, Jonathan?
Two games away last year. Come on. You got to give it to him.
Hey, hang the banner up now.
All right. I feel like I'm being mocked a little bit here. Come on.
Just a bit. Okay, but I do want to talk about some interesting stuff with the Boston Celtics. We're going to do some Bruins today, too. But I want to start with the Celtics space. And again, we're always here trying to help non-sports fans as well as sports fans understand the moment. And what is interesting to me about this moment is last year at this time, Jonathan, if you'd seen a Celtics team come up against what has historically been a weak team in the Thunder, find themselves 15 points behind, no disrespect, but they would have crumpled like a cheap suit. And this time they fought back. Jonathan, that feels different.
It definitely feels different. And just last year in general, right, leading up to that January, post-January turnaround, there were a lot of question marks with this team. And so what I think we're seeing with this Celtics team after last year's finals run, they're more mature, they have more experience with having that. And also, you got to look at a guy like Jason Tatum, even Jaylen Brown. They took on the leadership role, I would say, this season, especially Jason Tatum, all superstars, and he has entered that MVP conversation. He's gone through the battles throughout the playoffs. He's had his moments of struggles and hearing it from media and fans, and I feel like this season we're seeing that evolution and him taking that next step and saying, this is my team, and we're seeing it unfold on the court.
Yeah, Tiziana, I really think maturity is the word there. What you saw last night, they missed 20 of their first 25 threes. You know, it's their third game in four nights. It's a perfect situation.
Yeah. For listeners, 3 points is sort of the preferred scoring approach.
Yeah.
For the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, you could say they like to shoot some threes.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
No, so they're not hitting their shots. It's you know, they're tired. They've had a bunch of games in a row. It's an easy chance to kind of let down, right, and to not kind of bring that compete level. And last year, that's absolutely what they would have done. But so to see them kind of rise above that, to fight through the struggle, it even felt like the refs were a little bit against them last night. Calls weren't going their way. A couple of crazy tech calls. It just felt like they were going to take whatever got thrown their way and rise above. And that is a different approach from them.
Even with not everybody healthy.
Yeah, and not everybody playing well. Tatum put up 27 points but didn't have a great night shooting. So just kind of finding a way to win when things are not going your way is a huge test, and I think one that we're seeing some positive signs, at least early in the season here, from these guys.
So, Jonathan Marshall, I'll come back to you. It feels like there was one of those old Batman Riddler question marks kind of hanging over this Boston Celtics team as well, because we've covered extensively here on our show the change in coaching. So you had Mazzulla now, who is the interim head coach after a lot of disruption with Ime Udoka being suspended for the year. And the question was, could he be a player whisperer in the key moments? Last night was one of those moments. And it does feel like this team is doing something different with Mazzulla.
Yeah, and you got to take into account Mazzulla has been on this staff, right? So he's no stranger. And assistants, they spend a lot of time with these guys when it comes to one-on-one, working on their skills, putting these guys through different workouts. So there's that comfort level already there. And so Mazzulla's been doing a great job given the situation. And I think it definitely this year especially, it was more on those guys like Tatum and Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown. How would they make this transition easier for Mazzulla as well? So I think more onus, even more so on the players to help with the transition. And we're seeing these guys step up and have that maturity to be able to handle this and say, hey, this is our team. Let's have some accountability here. And we're seeing it.
And that ownership, so I'm going to play with that ownership idea a little bit, that sense that Mazzulla is sort of embraced into the head coach role, really has that sense of ownership. The players have embraced him. The community seems to have embraced him, too. So actually, here is a little sound. This is a Bruins player. This is David Pastrnak at the game last night and gave an impromptu performance afterward, pretending to interview Mazzulla. Here we go.
I'm waiting for him. How long before he comes out?
It could be a couple minutes.
Like
5 minutes. I don't know.
All right.
What would you ask him?
I would definitely ask him about the first half. So what do you think about the first half? The first half, we obviously didn't make our shots. I think we had a good looks. You know, the defense was playing well, but we didn't make our shots.
So I love Chris Sitterick, Pastrnak fanboying on Mazzulla. So you had a Bruin, and we're going to get to the Bruins in about 10 seconds here, fanboying on the Celtics. It feels like there's a community joy in following these Celtics after some worry about how they might come out of the Udoka scandal.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think what you're seeing is when teams are loose and comfortable and having a little bit of fun, that tends to breed success. And now it's a lot easier to do that when you're winning. But it can become a snowball kind of going down the mountain where all of a sudden it feels like everything's falling into place for you. And I feel like both of these teams are kind of in that moment right now where it feels like no matter what's kind of coming their way, they're going to be able to rise above it. And so it's great to see that. I love Pastrnak there, by the way, playing that so straight, giving the actual answer, like, oh, we weren't hitting our shots, instead of goofing around a little bit more. I thought that was great. But I just love to see both of these teams really kind of having fun and being in the moment and not worrying about any of the outside noise, just kind of doing their thing and making it work on the court or the ice.
Okay, so sometimes it is the court. Sometimes it's ice. That is one of the interesting things.
Sorry, I set you up for that segue.
Yeah,
there.
You did. Nice, that was nicely assist, right? Done. So we are going to actually bring in another voice here, Fluto Shinzawa, a senior writer at The Athletic, very close follower of the Bruins. Fluto, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tiziana.
So does it also feel like the Bruins may be an ice ball and not a snowball, but kind of rolling and picking up momentum? Another Boston team with the best record in the league right now.
Yeah, no question, Tiziana. You look at the sample size now, 15 games plus, and the strength of schedule hasn't been tremendously difficult for the Bruins, but they've beaten some legitimate opponents here. They had a really good game in Buffalo the other night. Now, the Vancouver Canucks were here in Boston. They're not a very good team, but it's been different ways that this team has been winning. Goaltending some nights, defense, the scoring, power play. So you look at the lineup, and there's no real places that opponents can really catch their breath, just because it's four lines, it's three pairings, it's two goalies, and one of the goalies is injured right now in Jeremy Swayman. So you look at it from 1 to 23 in terms of roster players, there is so much depth and so many players contributing right now to their success.
So when you say 1 to 23, again, for people who are starting to learn hockey, that literally means the 23 players on the roster, and you're liking what you see, boom, 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 all the way down the
line. It's been tremendous because one of the storylines that we've been following this year is injuries at the start. Mm-hmm. Charlie McAvoy, Matt Grzelcyk, Brad Marchand, these are all elite players. And everybody thought, okay, there's going to be some tire spinning here. But these players that have emerged in their absence, you know, look at Connor Clifton, Pavel Zacha. Now you have a third string goalie in Keith Kincaid that won a game in Buffalo. It's been just a lot of critical players pulling their weight, but also the depth players, the second line, third line, fourth line players that have been really important in their results so far.
So Jonathan Marshall over at WMUR, talk about how much fun it is to have a team that can basically say, come at me in any way. Because, you know, Fluto was just saying it's all the different ways the Bruins have won with this incredible. Chris, what's the record right now for them? 14-2?
14-2, yeah.
Yeah, which in hockey world, that's just, oh my God, right? Everybody, people who are
good.
Not
it's
hockey fans need to understand that. So, Jonathan, yes, right, oh my God, with that record. And fun to watch a team that can say, doesn't matter, come at me, right?
Yeah, and you can say that with across the board for all these sports, right? And talk about the Bruins specifically, it's like, look, it's an exciting brand of hockey. I mean, they're leading the league in goals, right? And I think they're leading the league in save percentage, if I'm not mistaken. So when you have it going in both areas, things are going to go pretty well for you. So it's just exciting to see a team, especially after last year and having a new head coach. I don't know what Jim Montgomery's doing, but the guys seem very excited, and it's showing out there on the ice. And so to have a team that can attack you and can take on any type of situation and still come out with a W, it's pretty fun. It breathes a lot of confidence if you're a fan of this team, and it has to breathe confidence within that locker room as well, I can imagine.
It's funny you use the word excitement, Jonathan. I wanted to reference a play that you wrote about recently in that Buffalo game, and we got the sound from that here.
Skinner couldn't handle the puck. Pasternak. Bergeron scores from Marchand. Pasternak, magical hands, midair. But Pasternak's going to make a play on it with that hand-eye coordination. And it's a legal play. And then the three of them come across the offensive blue line, tic-tac-toe.
So you got Bergeron, Pasta, and Marchand in this play. I mean, this video, if you haven't seen this goal, it's incredible. Bergeron kicks the puck up in the air. Pasta in the air bats it back to Marchand, who kicks it over to Bergeron, who's now coming around on the left side. Bang, right in the back of the net. Fluto, I'd love to hear you talk about these three guys. When they're playing together like that, I mean, that is electric hockey.
Yeah, that looked like a tennis play.
That was unbelievable.
It did. The sticks are in the air. The puck is in the air. They're batting the puck out of the air with
the
their
level
sticks.
Of difficulty to that is just
amazing degree of skill from all three players, and that innate sense of where each other is going to be, that just speaks to, A, of course, they're world-class talents, but they've played together for a long time. And that was actually one of the few times that Jim Montgomery put those three players together, that this was going to be their strategy going in, that David Pastrnak, he had played with Marchand and Bergeron for a long time in previous years, but the problem was that this would be a top-heavy lineup, that the strategy of putting David Pastrnak with David Krejci on the second line was to create balance throughout the lineup. And then Jim Montgomery is so greedy at this point that he's like, oh, we've only scored a few 5-on-5 goals in the last four games. Yes, we're winning, but we've only scored four. We're going to put the big boys back together, and they just dominate. So it's again, they have so many options in terms of style of play, in terms of style of creating offense. And then this line, Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, they've played together for so long that they just dominate all three zones. It's so many different clubs in Jim Montgomery's bag right now.
We're doing a sports check-in here with Fluto Shinzawa of The Atlantic, Jonathan Marshall of WMUR, and WBUR's Chris Siderick. Fluto and Chris here in the studio. Jonathan, I'm going to turn back to you. So I tease Chris on air sometimes for being a bit of a homer.
A homer. I think I've been pretty honest.
That's
and
okay.
I'm not
There's
afraid to say when they
that.
Stink. I will tell you when they stink.
Exactly.
Just ask me about the Red Sox. Let's go.
So you are not a homer, Jonathan. So I want to turn back to you here, and I want to start putting these two teams together, the Celtics and the Bruins. There are a couple places we can go with this, but I want to begin by asking, is there some magic happening in Boston sports? And note, we are not discussing the Patriots today, and I think we're just going to leave that there because we're talking about magic happening in Boston sports right now. Is there something kind of cool happening in Boston sports right now, Jonathan?
I think so. I think that energy is real, right? That winning culture is real between all sports, right? And so, you know, coming from a person who, you know, I value Philadelphia sports, I don't hide that. And seeing what the Phillies and Eagles, like, there was a synergy there with the fans and the athletes supporting each other. We heard it with the soundbite that you guys just played with the Bruins.
Well, and listeners should know the Phillies went to the World Series, just so listeners know.
Exactly. And the Eagles have the best record in the NFL. And so there's a synergy there, right? And so what the Bruins and Celtics are doing, especially with these new head coaches, you know, you have guys that are believing in their new coaches, and it's breeding excitement throughout the fan base. And you can see it out there on the court and on the ice. And so I do feel like that there is a thing where the winning across all sports, it creates that excitement and that winning vibe and culture through all teams and even the fan base. So it's real.
Fluto and Chris, I'm so glad that Jonathan brought up coaching, because that is the other piece that's been on my mind. Last year, when the Celtics started to turn themselves around, we had a conversation at least once, I think Howard Bryan was part of it, Chris, about how in some sports and with some teams, coaches matter more than others. Coaches always matter, but sometimes they matter more than others. We've got two new head coaches in place here for the Celtics and the Bruins, and it feels like these coaches matter, Fluto.
Yeah, no question, Tiziana. I think with hockey, I think emotion comes into play a lot, that it's just rah, rah, rah. One line does well, they come back to the bench. They want to keep that momentum going during the game. So I think there is that this is they want to play for this coach, that he has made a friendly, positive, nurturing environment where players really care about each other, care about the coach, and care about the results. I also think there is a technical side to it too, that he has implemented some stuff, transition, zone defense, creating offense in the offensive zone from the blue line that the Bruins have really comprehended and processed well. They know exactly where they need to be. They know the plays. They know where their teammates are going to be. And I think that's really helped things make it black and white. There's no gray area in terms of where they want to be, where they want the puck to be. So it's a blend of emotion and technique. The X's and O's have been all in place for Jim Montgomery.
Yeah, then, you mentioned Tiziana, the Patriots, and now we're not talking about them right now. One of the big questions for them this season has been lack of identity, right? And so much of the identity can come from the top down, where you set a tone in the locker room, and then all the players have to buy in. You can't make them buy in, right? And so when the players are buying in, when they're playing for each other and for the team and for the organization, that's when you see kind of that rise to the next level of success.
And you feel like Mazzulla, who was, again, a relative unknown.
Yeah, I think in the Celtics case, we've talked about talent being, you know, huge in the NBA. It's obviously big in all sports. But I think that what you've seen from Tatum stepping up in a leadership role, Mazzulla's really made space for that. And I think that's where they've seen some real success. Tatum taking that next step as, I'm the guy, this is my team, get on my back, let's go to the top.
And Jason Tatum, so folks know, you know, sort of one of the rising stars now, or shooting stars, really,
absolutely,
for the Boston Celtics.
Let's see how high you can shoot.
All right, Chris Siderick from WBUR, Jonathan Marshall from WMUR, sports reporter there, and Fluto Shinzawa, senior writer for The Atlantic. I really like checking in with sports with you guys. Thanks to all three of you for joining us.
Go Bees, go Seas, let's go.